Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I asked for Christmas music. It looks like I'm going to get some.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Oh, how about that? Welcome back, folks. We got it all here. All kinds of, we got serious production value here on Christmas Day. This is not a regular kind of a day for us here. It's Christmas Day. We're live in person and on Christmas Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. But we don't do much business. We're going to do a little bit of business with our good friend Barbara Weltman in a few minutes. But not first. Barbara, as you know, is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us now almost 20 years. She's one of the top tax experts on small business on the planet. And there may be two, one other person who comes close to her. And we have both of them here on the show. They're both members of our Brain Trust. Barbara's the author of all the J.K. Lasser's books on taxes for small business and a number of other things. She's an attorney, and she's been helping small business owners with run their businesses better now for a long time. And she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Barbara, and Happy Hanukkah to you, a little belated. So, folks, Barbara is a Jewish person, and people wonder, you know, my guest in the next hour, Andrew Sherman, is Jewish. And so all my Christian friends are celebrating Christmas except me. And so, but years ago, Barbara, you and Andrew agreed to join me, and I thought, what better way to celebrate Christmas than to talk about tolerance and our shared values, right?
Absolutely.
Don't you
love
the term Judeo-Christian? Isn't that a beautiful term?
Unbelievable, and that's certainly what our country was founded on. That's certainly what the founding fathers believed in.
What is wrong with promoting that? What is wrong? How have we gotten sideways with that, Barbara?
I don't know. You know this. We're all about identity politics and looking at ways of labels that divide us rather than what brings us together.
Yeah.
What is it about the values, Judeo-Christian values, that anybody could object to? Hospitality and generosity and taking care of your neighbor and
yeah,
all of that. Who
right
could object to that?
Whether
you identify religiously or not, it has nothing to do with religion in terms of the values.
Well, even when we're not talking business, Barbara, we recognize the commonality of our faiths. The things that are common denominators to both of our faiths. The things that you just said, and tolerance, and how about this, Barb? Love.
Absolutely.
Does it bother you? I'm saying more. I'm talking about more in the last few years has been how we seem to be moving against natural law.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking
about?
In so many ways. And part of that to me is love. Love is a natural thing. And the things you talked about, it's natural. It's a natural law thing for a human to be happy for another person, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, why would you be envious rather than just being happy for someone who has achieved something and has more than you? That's fine.
Well, and we all have those proclivities. We all have the tendency and the ability to be those things. But we've developed ideas and thoughts and parameters to help us deal with those things. And we've proven it over the years that it's the world is a better place if I am proud for you and tolerant of you, haven't we?
Absolutely. And even to put it on a business level, just because another business is very successful doesn't take away anything from you. You can be successful, too. It's not a zero-sum game.
That's exactly
you know?
Right. Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. It's not a zero-sum game. And see, isn't that the people who are making the identity politics people, and I hate to bring that up, but they're playing a zero-sum game, aren't they?
They are. They think that if somebody else has more, that you know that is the reason why you have less, and that's it, you can have more too.
Yeah, that's the beauty of capitalism. That's the beauty of love. There's nothing finite about love or hugs or kisses, is there?
Well, that's the thing. Just because you have one person doesn't mean that you have to love somebody else less.
Well, that's exactly right. And when I see a fat person, I don't think a skinny person didn't get their food. Do you? And so,
great point.
Merry Christmas, people. We live in a plus sum world, not a zero sum world. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blessing and Barbara Welkman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.